Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr here on a Friday morning. Thursday, it became official after years of a back-and-forth battle over Mexico's plan to ban imports of corn grown with biotech and glyphosate. The saga is done. U.S. corn growers who exported $5.6 billion worth of corn to Mexico last year, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative announced that it welcomes the action taken by the government of Mexico toward resolving the dispute under USMCA. Just before Christmas, a USMCA panel agreed with the U.S. on all seven legal claims it brought against the bans, issuing its finding that Mexico's measures were not based on science and undermined the market access that Mexico agreed to provide as part of the trade agreement. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Mexico has been threatening to ban our corn exports to their country. So we went to work and made sure that we put a stop to it. They've agreed to back down and will now take our corn exports, which is very important because it's one of our largest markets.
U.S. Trade Representative wrote in a statement, the U.S. will continue to monitor closely Mexico's compliance with its USMCA commitments to ensure that Mexico's agricultural biotechnology measures are based on science and provide U.S. corn growers the market access that Mexico agreed to provide in USMCA. A Nebraska cattleman has been named the new National Cattlemen's Beef Association president, Buck Wehrbein. Wehrbein brings 45 years of cattle feeding dedication to the industry and leadership experience to NCBA's top leadership post. Named president this week in San Antonio, Cargill continues to advance its growth strategy in the Brazilian market. The company signed the sales purchase agreement for a 50% stake in SJC Bioenergia, which added to the 50% already owned. So they have now full control of SJC Bioenergia. Cargill's been in Brazil for 60 years. SJC Bioenergia, founded in 2006 and since 2011, has had Cargill as one of its partners. The company processes sugar cane and corn, producing raw sugar, hydrated and anhydrous ethanol, corn oil, and DDGs with high protein content, in addition to generating electricity. South Dakota Senator and Senate Majority Leader John Thune and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced legislation that would reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. The American Beef Labeling Act would require the U.S. Trade Representative, in consultation with the USDA, to develop a World Trade Organization compliant means of reinstating MCOOL for beef within 1 year of passage. The bill says U.S. Trade Representative would have a 6-month window to develop a reinstatement plan and then 6 months to implement it. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a quick break, coming back, checking the markets.